Thank you. And I want to thank Chief Cott as well for presenting. And Chief Cott, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know one thing you spoke about at our meeting last week was, I believe it was last week, it might have been 2 weeks ago, was the fact that you were going to look at some reorganizing within the police department. Is that correct?
Yes. We were going to try to take a look at the overall department and refocus, make the purpose of the department more refocused into community services, specifically in that community services division that we have under the patrol division.
I appreciate that. And you know, I've been at several meetings with you, both in the community and through city council. And I think that, you know, one thing everybody in city council would agree on is that you have an enthusiasm and a passion for involving the community in a way that I think a lot of people are supportive and appreciative of. And I know one thing you've talked about before, and I think you mentioned at the last meeting, sometimes I get our conversations, you know, mixed up because, you know, it seems like we're in the same forums three times a week, is that you want to listen to what the community wants from the police department as much as possible. Like, it's not just, you know, what, you know, you were looking for or what city council is looking for, but it's what does the community want from the police department. And I think that, you know, and what your enthusiasm comes through clear. One thing I want to say, though, is I think that taking as much time as you need to do that kind of comprehensive research about what the community is looking for and these potential partnerships, and Councilman Cramsey Smith talked about one of them before, is I think that that's the best way to move forward on any type of reorganizing or reinvestment or whatever it is. And, you know, I know a lot of us were very happy when you mentioned that and brought that to us as something you were looking at. And I know you talked about at some point coming back to us in the first quarter of 2021 earlier or the early part of the year. But I really feel strongly that it's much more important that it's more of a comprehensive look, not just from the police department, and it certainly doesn't fall all on your shoulders, but from the administration, from city council, from groups in the community that have ideas as well about what they want from the police department. And I think that this is the time to do it. And I think that those two goals, as far as looking at where we can invest more in the police department or less, or what we want our department to look like, and the idea that you want to listen to the community, and the fact that you just, you know, were sworn into this position a couple weeks ago, I think the timing works out well. And I think a big part of that is public meetings. So I know Mr. Colon had talked about the idea that we can have a public safety meeting, hopefully sometime in January or the early part of 2021, where we talk about, you know, some of the things that came up at the end of the meeting last time, about how do we respond to calls, what is the process by which we necessarily interact a little bit more. If a police officer comes up with a situation that involves somebody that has some type of issue going on with mental health, so that's one type of meeting. But I think that, you know, having public meetings, having meetings throughout the city, and even if it takes, you know, several months in 2021, I think that we need to find we need to make sure that when we come forward with any type of reorganization or reinvestment, is that there's a moment here and there's a moment that we can take advantage of as a city. But we need to do it well. And, you know, I know that you know that, and I know that you've been, as I said, very passionate about driving that change. But I just want you, and I know you're very busy and a lot's on your plate right now, but I want you to know you're not alone here in wanting to listen to what people are looking for from our police department. And, you know, I think having a concrete plan a more organized plan, by the time we pass the budget, and I think I looked at the calendar and I believe the budget, I think our second budget meeting is December 15th in December, which would, you know, give you and your administration, the police department, a solid, you know, five and a half weeks there to come up with a plan for community involvement in that reorganization that you're looking at doing in 2021. And that was the biggest thing that I wanted to say, and just, you know, get some quick feedback on that as far as moving forward.